A group of European scientists will head to Antarctica later this year to study some of the world's oldest ice, around 1.5 million years old, to be exact. The scientists believe that the ice can tell us something about climate change. Joining us now is Professor Olaf Eisen, a glaciologist and geophysicist at the Alfred Wegener Institute in Germany. He's also the coordinator of the Beyond Epica Oldest Ice Mission. Professor, welcome. And what are you going to be looking for specifically in this ice in Antarctica?
We are looking for especially the gas content of the ice, because ice cores are the only archive which allow us to directly investigate the composition of the past atmosphere. And what we're mostly interested in is the composition of the atmosphere in terms of carbon dioxide and methane in the time period between 800,000 years and 1.5 million years ago.
How do you make sure that when you're looking at the gas that is in this ice, that it doesn't get mixed with today's air?
Oh, it's a very, very sophisticated process, and it's really an extraction of the air in a very clean environment. You also make sure you don't take the air samples, like the bubbles, from the outside, but you really cut an inner part of the ice core and extract the air only from that part.
And the ice that you're looking at in Antarctica, some of it is, what, 1.5 million years old?
That's what we aim for. We want to have an ice core which goes back from today until 1.5 million years ago.
Wow. And you know, the interesting thing is, for those of us who don't live in Antarctica, ice, you know, comes in and is gone by the next spring at the very latest. So it's interesting that the ice has been able to last that long there.
Yeah, Antarctica has been a glaciated continent for about 34 million years already. But because the climate has been changing over that time, we probably don't have ice which is several tens of million years old. But we are sure that there's ice which is at least 2 million years old.
How do you drill down into the ice there?
You have a ring with three cutters usually, and the cutters cut away a ring in the ice. And in the inner part of the drill, there's an empty barrel, and you just move downwards, and then the ice comes up in the barrel. And at a certain length, around 3 meters, 10 feet, you turn the drill in another direction, and then there are another pair of cutters which rip off the inner part, and then you can lift up the whole drill with the ice core inside.
So what questions do you think you're going to be able to answer when you look at this ice?
The most important question we have is, what made a change in the periodicity of cold and warm times, glacials and interglacials, which have been changing on a 40,000-year time scale until maybe 1.2 million years ago, and have been changing with a 100,000-year time scale, 100,000-year rhythm, since about 900,000 years ago. What made this change? We know from marine sediments drilled from the seafloor that this change occurred, but those marine sediments don't tell us anything about the composition of the atmosphere. So this is really about also in understanding the long-term influence of a higher than average carbon dioxide content or methane content in the atmosphere. What we have today is the highest carbon dioxide content in the atmosphere than we know of over the last about 3 million years. And the humankind as a species doesn't have any experience with an environment with that a high carbon dioxide content in the atmosphere. So we really want to see if there are other elements in the climate system we do not know about, and which might be some sort of tipping points in the future which we should be aware of.
I've talked to scientists before about climate change, and one of the things that I've heard is that if you want direct evidence of climate change, the best place to go is to the ice in Antarctica, because it's like chopping down a tree and you look at the tree rings and you can see exactly what's happened in the past.
Exactly. And that's what has been done over the last 20, 30 years, not only in Antarctica, but also in Greenland. Greenland is younger, just 150,000 years old, but we got several ice cores there. And every time we learn something new about our climate system. And the comparison with the tree ring is really what we have. We just go down in the ice, and the deeper we go, the older the ice is, because the ice is usually very nicely layered.
Now, the project is expected to take 5 years. Are you and the other researchers going to be living in Antarctica that whole time?
I hope not. Dome Concordia, Dome C, at the Concordia station, it's one of the coldest places on the continent. Temperatures go down to minus 70, minus 80 degrees Celsius. which is, I think, minus 100, 60.
Really
Fahrenheit,
cold, anyway,
Fahrenheit.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever. It's very cold. It's way below minus 40. We will only be there from the time between November and January. At that time, you can live in a field camp with heated containers. But outside of that period, it's just way too cold. So we will have teams of people going down there every year for 5 years. Sometimes the same people 2 years in a row, but often also changing, because going down there every year is quite a burden on your person, on the body also.
That is Professor Olaf Eisen, who's a glaciologist and geophysicist at the Alfred Wegener Institute in Germany. He's going to be headed to Antarctica to look into the world's oldest ice. Professor, thank you for joining us and good luck.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.